Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Report. Today, I have a very special guest, William Ramsey, to talk to me about Damien Echols. We'll be counting down the 10, maybe a little bit more, greatest sayings, statements, and actions of convicted child killer Damien Echols. Welcome, William Ramsey.
Thanks for having me. Great to be with you again.
Hold on one second.
Okay.
So before we were talking, Tom! Thank you. It's my boyfriend playing this show in the other room. It's like echoing my ear. So right before we started, George Powell, a darling of the Innocence Project, Texas Innocence Project, he was given a release. He was in prison for a robbery, and there was he was featured in a Netflix show, and he got released. And while he was out, he got a DUI and a meth conviction, and is now back in prison. And that was a project of Bob Ruff's.
Oh, why am I not surprised?
Right. So, I mean, it's just. And he's still doing, like, I think he has 2 GoFundMes, you know? So.
Well, that seems to be the de rigueur, like, default is get out and then get the GoFundMe, you know, headed up with a lot of sob stories.
Right. Yeah. So, all right, I have mine 10 written down. So I guess I'll start. Can I start with one?
Yeah, do you want to do a countdown, or are we going to start with the top? I think we should start...
I don't have any particular order, do you? Have an order?
I have to admit I do. I think I have ones that become more relevant. Number one is much more relevant to understanding the case in my list than 10.
Uh-huh.
But I don't mind. Okay. You can do whatever you want.
Okay. So, all right. Then I'll start with my sort of more benign ones.
Okay.
At the press conference, they asked him if it was hard to take a deal where he would be a convicted child killer. So basically, it's taking a guilty plea, and they asked him if it was hard, and he was like, no, it wasn't hard. I didn't think about it for very long. So, being a convicted child killer, that wasn't a hard choice for him.
Wow. Yeah. It's unbelievable. That would be a hard choice for me. Wouldn't you think that would be the hard choice for anybody?
Yeah. They said, did you think about it for a long time? Not really. Not really.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
It's just so crazy. And I noticed how I watched that press conference again and how often the lawyers interrupt them.
Interesting.
And speak for them. It's very interesting.
I didn't notice that, but yeah. What was that? August 2011, right? That one,
mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Lots
yeah.
of hugging and kissing, and I think that, like, one of them didn't Echols have like a herpes sore on his lip? It was like from Spinal
yes.
Tap,
yes,
Spinal Tap or something like that. Yeah,
something he shares with Amanda Knox.
Ooh, yeah, well.
So what do you have?
That was one of my runners up. Was
okay.
I'll start off with number 10. This is from his in jail writings. Quote: "No more. Everyone will pay because everyone is too stupid to open their eyes. This is the final times, and I am the new Messiah. Wake up and smell the crud, faggot. Blank. I don't care whether you are saved or not. Everyone pays the price, unquote.
And that was from when he was in jail or prison, waiting trial?
Correct. So that's his own, in his own hand. A lot of these are, that I'm going to share are in his own handwritings or his own admissions, his own statements. So I think you are too, right? But yeah, that's actually in the court files in his own writing. So.
Okay. So I tried to pick more obscure ones.
Okay.
He called Genesis Peoridge. So can you just talk a little bit about who Genesis, he just died recently, who he was?
Right. He was from England. He started really his own kind of occult group called the Temple of Psychic Youth, but he was also in a band called Throbbing Gristle. There was a number of bands, but they were kind of really at the beginning of what would be called acid house or industrial music. A lot of electronic music. A lot of, you know, drugs were usually involved and all that stuff. But he was actually fled England. He was called the Wrecker of Civilization. I covered him in Children of the Beast. But he was, it gets really grotesque.
Sort of end of his life, he married a dominatrix and had all this plastic surgery to look like each other.
He was really one of the first gender bender types. Like I thought he was some kind of pan gender type person. I think he called it the pandrogyne. Something that actually Crowley talked about describing, you know, the devil was a pandrogyne where you're not gender oriented. But yeah, he changed himself with
his ideas are just very bizarre. If you watch his interview, Genesis Peoridge's interview with MoMA, at MoMA in New York, he's saying, why can't we inject the genes of the bear and hibernate? Humans hibernate for 6 months.
Very strange, very strange.
Yeah,
guy.
Very weird. And he was ahead of his time. He referred to himself as we.
Right. New pronouns, right?
Special pronouns. Yes. So when Damien Eccles referred to Genesis Peoridge as his mother figure.
Oh, I never heard that. Where's that reference from?
I can't remember, but it's stuck in my brain.
Yeah, that's interesting. They were in a movie together, for people who don't know. It was called IRL, and Eccles is holding a shotgun, and Orridge is dressed up in some kind of weird thing with like a grill, like fake metal teeth, and looking very odd.
There's one very creepy article about Genesis Peoridge, and if I can find it, I'll put it in the top of the chat after this is over, so people can read what he was all about.
But his associate was Peter Christopherson, who I covered in great detail in my book my film about the Smiley Face Killers. He was a very strange guy, like Crowley, had Crowley pictures, and you know, all the kind of ugly stuff these guys did, but he was in this band Throbbing Gristle with Genesis Peoridge. But Peter Christopherson's
very
interesting, yes,
person.
Very dangerous,
very, very, and never went back to the UK.
Never went back to the UK. When he fled right to Timothy Leary's archivist, whose name was Horowitz, and his daughter is Winona Ryder. So he was in that circle. So Leary, his archivist is Horowitz. Orridge goes there. Yeah. Interesting people. Interesting circle of friends.
Okay, so we have, we're at two or three?
Yeah, so you've done two, I've done one.
Okay.
I'm going to go back to the court records. This is another of his writing. Quote, Halloween gets closer every day. I'm outgrowing my skin. My hands and feet are changing. I am the Christ. Realize what is happening before it's too late.
That's amazing.
So that's two. I haven't even gotten to the Kool-Aid quote yet.
What?
I haven't even gotten to the Kool-Aid quote yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right. No, you want me to throw in another one?
Yeah, continue on.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is another quote. My body is changing, but that medicine is making it happen a lot more slowly than normal. I'm outgrowing my skin. I'm eating packs of sugar and Kool-Aid to give my body the extra energy it needs to make its change. Soon people will be able to know I am the Christ just by looking at me. unquote.
Oh my God. Mine is when he said that they didn't call any witnesses because they were all so ridiculous, that the state's case was so ridiculous that his defense attorney didn't want to bother.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, it's when you look at all these things, like, how can people believe this? Come on. I mean, we haven't even gotten started yet. We're just starting.
True. Okay. You're next.
I'm next. Okay. This is the love letter to his wife, quote, you needed it, sweetest of the monkeys, ... I'm holding you close, little monkey skins, unquote.
If someone wrote that to me, I would run the other way so fast, Willie Ramsey.
It's like a serial killer letter or something. Yeah.
I would ghost that person so fast. Oh my God.
So strange.
And, you know, it's always written up as this, you know, they wrote a book of their love letters.
That's right.
And it's always presented as this great love story. I don't know if you were the one who told me that she was writing other prisoners before Damien Echols. Is that true?
Yeah, I've heard rumors about her sleeping with one of the producers from HBO as well. So.
Oh my Lord.
I mean, it gets worse.
And we haven't seen her in a few... Have you seen her
not
publicly
recently.
In a few years?
Not recently. I think she's still around, though. I think it seems like he's kind of more than happy being in the spotlight, that's for sure. I don't know. I don't know where she is.
Right. And we were just talking before we started he added a sort of a third woman to their marriage. She was, like, very young, tattooed woman. And that didn't last long, right?
Yeah, I haven't seen her around. She was there were pictures of her for a little bit. She seemed like there, but I don't know what happened to her. I'm trying to remember her name. I saw a picture of her earlier today when I was going through my research.
Yours are so good that I don't know. Mine really pale in comparison.
Well, I've had the misfortune of reading a lot of this stuff in detail, like High Magic and some of his other books, so...
Okay.
So you want to do a High Magic one? Okay. This is from High Magic, A Guide to Spiritual Practices That Saved My Life on Death Row, page 213. Quote, "For now, I'll spare you the finer points of that time. The raw sewage, the blistering heat, the rats and mosquitoes, the isolation, and the daily beatings by the guards," unquote.
Daily?
Daily.
So it was like a daily thing.
Yeah, just came in and
did they have a specific time, or did they just do it whenever they felt like it?
I guess, you know, it was just like post-lunch, let's go beat up at Eccles. Just, we're done with lunch, let's go beat and torture them for 15 minutes.
That was one of mine, too, was the welcome to the neighborhood party. For 3 weeks, they put him in the hole and beat him and tortured him in every way they could torture him.
I mean, that was supposed to be the excuse where he was about to, like, lose his teeth. And have you ever seen the interview?
Yeah, because there's no root canals. And I'm like, what, did that guards give you a cavity?
Yeah, really.
But feeding?
There was an interview where he said his teeth were, like, coming in. Have you seen that interview where the investigator
canals, there's no crowns on death row. And, you know, they just said that they were going to pull them all out. And I didn't want to face my family without my teeth. But... just a note, his son, I don't think he's had any contact with since he's been out that I've heard about. And his son is currently in jail for, molesting a minor? Some kind of,
I don't know.
You know, in that realm. It's sort of more specific than that. Yeah, and you never see his son. So he was so concerned about facing his family with his teeth. But now he doesn't want to... I've never seen him spend any time with his family.
Only in the documentaries. That was all I ever saw, you know, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very odd.
But the teeth were very important for his family. And then, and so the woman interviewer says, your teeth, well, they look... You have them now. He's like, well, yeah, they look pretty good now. Yeah, well, that's because I meditated and dealt with the pain.
Right.
So
I use energy work or something, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's often kind of misquoted that he said he lost all his teeth. He didn't say he lost all his teeth, but he's hinting that his teeth were really damaged by this beating of the guards. And I mean, they looked pretty good to me. I don't know. I didn't do a full, I can't do a full examination from TV, but.
Just to go back, the girl's name, the third party, her name was Erica Flannes, F-L-A-N-N-E-S. And I don't know.
Okay.
What happened to her. She was a, you're right, she was a tattoo artist. Oh, yeah, so that was, yeah, the daily beatings so by the guards, so that story is always kind of, he always trots that out.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Okay, you want to take another one?
No, you go.
I just have his artwork. So I know that's not a statement, but it's a visual statement. Like the one, No One Came. Do you remember that one?
Which one was that?
The horrific face.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. Yes, I do remember
that. It's a really scary artwork that would give you an insight into a disturbed person. Yes. And I don't understand how his supporters can look at his artwork and think that he's a normal, well-balanced human.
I don't either. I do not either. Yes. No One Came. That was, I think, a post on 2015. Yes. With the X'd eyes and the kind of smiley face. And I think he said it was just from Salem, right? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Salem Times.
He's retired his art career. Did you see that he retired as an artist and he gave his last painting to Dave Navarro?
No, I did not know that. I did not know that. When did you find that out?
Just this morning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's blocked me from Twitter, but he hasn't blocked me from Instagram. So,
well, hopefully,
maybe I did get into Twitter. I think maybe it was on Twitter and Instagram, but I got in somehow. Found a way, Damien Echols.
Maybe David Pearl stopped.
You can block me, but I found a way.
So. All right, so this is a picture. I'm sending it to you on Skype, a picture of Navarro. He's all tied up, hanging with this. He's kind of like, these guys all have kind of the similar bodies of tons of occult tattoos. He actually has shared similar tattoos to Echols. And you'll see these guys have similar tattoos that kind of bind them together. But it's coming through right now. It should be there in just a sec. But this guy, he likes the time.
I think you know the one you're going to send even before you send it. Hold on.
It should be there.
Oh, no, I haven't seen that one.
Yeah.
Doesn't Dave Navarro have some kind of shooting in his past, or am I confusing him with someone
else?
No, his
mom was murdered by an ex-boyfriend.
Oh,
geez. Yeah, really grim, really brutal stuff.
So what kind of person, you know, befriends a convicted child killer?
Hey,
on probation?
Yeah, look at these guys. They're all into the same stuff, you know? I think that's really it.
And Dave Navarro was in Red Hot Chili Peppers who did, I don't think he was in them, you know, for when they did Blood, Sex, Sugar Magic.
No, he was one of the later ones, but he was one of the original guys, I think, for Jane's Addiction. Peripheral, supposedly were instructed by some beings to start the Lollapalooza. You ever hear that story?
No, tell me.
Yeah, well, it was just like, you know, Peripheral was had some kind of contact with some discarnate being, and it told them to start a music festival, and that was the foundation of Lollapalooza.
Really? That never happens to me.
Never happened to me either, so, but it happens to these guys. Yeah, because I was reading through Echols' old stuff. You ever remember his story about Rosie? Remember the Rosie story? Where it licked his hand and took him on. Well, just as part of these writings, like I quoted these writings, but some of the earlier writings, and it's in my book, Abomination, is this being would come to Echols and tell him things and get ready for Halloween and things are going to happen and it's not important for you to know right now and take him on these, like, strange midnight rides on a horse. It's almost like Muhammad too, like they had this weird late night horse rides with this this other being, and he said it wasn't real, and then that they came to him in bed and licked his hand. He said, "Do you not think I'm real?" So it was pretty intense, pretty scary. That's not the only story of Echols, because he also said in the exhibit 500 he said he had a woman, dead woman, was a spirit in his body. It made him stronger.
Oh, yeah. Isn't it interesting that Rosie is also interested in Halloween, just like Dame Yackles?
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah, no, but it's like this weird kind of visionary, you know, things that are laden with tons of meaning in the future. It's really strange writing, yeah. All right.
Okay.
Who's next? Are you next or me?
I have his Arkansas rally in 2017, where he appeared with Johnny Depp, who was so wasted beyond human belief. And he said, the local politicians tried to execute me. Even when DNA came out that excluded me, they still tried to execute me.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
That's a tough one, man. That's just a bunch of baloney. I guess.
And also, in the next breath, he says that the people that he met on death row were the most compassionate, amazing human beings, and much more incredible, like, amazing human beings and much better human beings than the people trying to kill him.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. I'll counter that with the Jody Medford statement, where she said, okay, he told her, quote, "I killed the three little boys, and before I turn myself in, I'm going to kill two more, and I already have one picked out," unquote.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty amazing.
Okay. How about his storage facility?
Yeah, well, that's in my top five. That's my top five. That's my top five.
I don't know. Is that a statement? I kind of was a little loose, William Ramsey, with my... list here. I just wrote storage facility.
Do you want the quotes from the storage facility?
Because yes,
I have it. Okay.
Thank
How about
you.
Quote
thank you.
In his own writing, quote, "I am the devil, not a devil," unquote. So
incredible.
That's, yeah, sometime, I don't know when he wrote that, but I guess I'm assuming it was sometime he was in jail. And then the other one is well, we don't have the photographic evidence because Horn, the guy who bought the storage locker, sent it back to Eccles and his wife. But this is, this is a tough one. But quote, "My adoring slave is this very moment in the bedroom, tied face down on the bed. I can hear her trying to call out to me, even through the bright red ball gag in her mouth."
And weren't there pictures,
yes,
sort of pornographic pictures in there?
Yeah, I think the Horn said that they were S&M pictures of her. Then he sent them back to Eccles.
Ugh.
Right, which also brought me up in my research that picture of Eccles that he sent out that to some other girl where he wanted to tie her up to. That was it. Do you remember that story? Did you ever see that picture?
I yes.
Think I sent that to her. Yeah.
So he was like.
He was drunk.
Sexting fans.
Yeah, drunk sexting. with the picture, like taking pictures of himself.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
I just can't even imagine it. Like, I just imagining getting that picture.
Yeah.
Of Eccles.
Whoa. Yeah, I'd be pretty scared.
Yeah. And also, remember when he was taking pictures of his cats on top in a pan? No, like, on the top of a stove? Like, he was going to boil them? Like, he said, oh, my cat crawled onto the top of the stove. I've had cats my whole life. I've never had a cat crawl on the top of the stove and fall asleep in a pan.
That's weird. Yeah, I don't remember that.
You know, with his history of animal abuse, it was extremely disturbing.
Tons. There was that one. Did you ever read the story where they killed a pig and threw a pig's head on somebody's porch?
No.
Yeah, that was the Garrett's wording statement where they did that.
The story that I know he retracted in one of Miss Kelly's confession was that they were eating dogs, right?
Right.
Dogs. Yeah. And wasn't Baldwin caught trying to steal a neighbor's dog?
Dog, yeah. There was a story about that, yes.
These are really out there, scary kids, now, you know, adults.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. Let's see. Damien Eccles is bisexual. Become a god. He wanted. It said Garrett's warning stated the demon that had possessed Damien Eccles must kill 9 people before it could become a god. Okay. And Damien Eccles, Swording began to tell me about Damien Eccles having a demon inside of him that was placed there by a man called Lucifer. This kind of mysterious figure. But the let's see. Garrett Swording also talked about Nairns belonging to a cult where they were sacrificing cats, and that Jesse Miskelly and Jason Baldwin were also members of the group. Where's the pig? Deanna Holcomb. Garrett Swording stated that Damien Eccles' former girlfriend Deanna Holcomb was dating this other guy, Lucifer. A person by the name of Jimmy.
Who do you think was the sort of you know, they talk a little bit about a ringleader that was sort of
senior. Yeah, it was Lucifer. Yeah, that was
Lucifer. That was who Deanna Holcomb. That's who
Another one. Swording also stated that Nairns would stuff cats into jars and throw them into the air and hit them with bats or a board. That's lovely.
Eccles would do that?
No, this guy. They're one of their friends named Nears.
Okay.
Nears.
Stuff cats into a jar. Jeez.
I can't find the pig statement. Shoot. I don't know where it is. Anyway. Yeah,
statements, I got a great comment today.
Okay,
I think typifies a supporter. Last night. Hold on one second. Let me get my comments. Pull it up. Okay, if you need proof, please listen to the confession. She's talking about Jesse Miss Kelly's first confession.
Singular confession, right?
That's just one. Yeah. Not the six plus.
Right.
Okay. He was no... Oh, Damien had nothing to do with a cult. He was no different than the idiot they brought in that claimed to be an expert on cults. He had to read the books and learn the cult's backgrounds and investigate and learn. Damien was educating himself, not trying to be a witch. He just accidentally fell into it, I guess, William Ramsey.
Right. It was his own, yeah. Even though his own statements are that he liked Wicca and that he found something about magic in the back of a book. I mean, all these statements in High Magic just reveal him to have knowledge. And that's one of my top 10 was one of them, which is, quote, "Lastly, by no means did I invent magic. I walk in the footsteps of some of the greatest magicians in history. Israel Rigardi, Aleister Crowley, John, and people I don't really know, John Michael Greer, Donald Michael Craig, Dorothy Morrison, Silver Ravenwolf and Stephen Mace. But I mean, these mm-hmm. are his in his own handwriting. That's high magic again. So, you know, the Crowley just is constantly being popped up.
Right, and even non-supporters were really shied away from saying that the occult had anything to do with this crime for years.
Yeah.
And still some of them do.
Well,
you
that's
know?
Interesting that you bring that up, because when I first published, like, a lot of the people who believed that they committed the crime thought I was coming way out of left field. Like, why are you talking about this? Why are you even talking about the occult? Haven't we already compartmentalized that and nullified that as something important in the story of this case? And I was like, it's the core of the case. What are you talking about? So there's still
it's
people
the core
like
of his life. And then and even when Damien Echols came out and wrote an essay and said I was persecuted for my love and knowledge of Crowley, and he lied about it on the stand. So you don't lie about something that's not important under oath.
Right. I'm glad you say that. That was my number one quote from his own hand. No, from his own handwritten article in Vice under his own name, 2015. Quote, some of the most damning evidence brought against me during the trial was my love of knowledge of Crowley. And you unpack that one sentence. There's so much there that is like, if there was another court case, this would just be something that they should repeat over, because he's admitting it's damning evidence. This is his mm-hmm. own writing. This is his own admission. Was my
right.
love of knowledge of Crowley, which people said wasn't there, but on the stand, Price, the prosecutor, had a copy of Crowley's Magic and Theory of Practice. And mm-hmm. there's just tons of denials, but you can't deny if you write it in your own hand in a Vice article in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
So,
see, and I just got another comment. To be fair, this is someone who thinks they're guilty. The prosecutor should not have put that occult expert up there. As someone who's dabbled in the occult, I can confirm their expert was a quack. The prosecution had a solid case. This case would have never been overturned. Well, it wasn't. If not for the ammunition provided from the manufactured portions of their case, such as the ridiculous insinuations that Aleister Crowley promoted eating children or other nonsense. Can you speak to that?
Well, I mean, that's laden with so much ignorance. I mean, it'd probably take a whole another hour interview. But Crowley himself in Magic and Theory and Practice talked about sacrifice of energy. Human sacrifice is the best, is a direct quote. For people who are interested, I just put out a movie about Crowley on Vimeo that really covers Crowley in detail and covers all these specifics of him talking about human sacrifice. So it's mm-hmm. all there. Not whether people believe it or not, you know, that's another thing. But the whole story, I mean, the guy himself who they put on the stand at that time was one of the people who was an ex-cop who, I can't remember his name offhand, but who...
Griffiths,
yeah. So he, that was what they had, you know. And even Echols on the stand, and this flies in the face of that person's comment, is... They asked him if he knew stuff about the occult. He said, I know everything about it. At 18. Which is mm-hmm. his response to the prosecutor. So,
yeah.
A lot of people cannot analyze not only this case, but just reality, factually based, look at the thing in facts that actually happened.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So that's why they write stuff. I mean, that's why I think somebody writes like that. Like, oh, they had a solid case. They really didn't. The prosecutors really didn't have a solid case. I don't think the case was that solid. They had a lot of first-hand witnesses, people who placed Echols at the scene. But I don't think the cases were that great. But the defenses weren't great either, right? Because Baldwin didn't have an alibi, and Echols and Miss Kelly's alibis, you know, basically fell apart on the stand, right?
Yeah,
the wrestling alibi and the phone call alibi.
And you can see in Paradise Lost, Baldwin's lawyer is saying to him, See, we didn't put anyone up on the stand to give you an alibi, so they couldn't tear our case down.
Right. Yeah, so, yeah, I think, yeah, there's a lot of post-conviction facts that inform what happened leading up to the crime and the trials. There's tons of stuff that they've talked about that, I mean, including the post-conviction admissions or confessions by Eccles, I mean, by Miskelly, but there's a lot of, I mean, this, yeah. What he's written, Eccles has written, is evidence against him.
Right.
If they're, you know, in the future.
And did you watch any of that, I don't know what to call it, that cartoon? The guy was on Joe Rogan.
No. Have you?
The Eccles is now voicing a satanic cartoon. It's like in the thumbnail picture for this video. Duncan Trussell is his name.
Duncan Trussell, yes.
Supposed to be a comedian, but I've never seen his work. I've only, and even trying to find his work, all I could find was him on Rogan. Sort of odd.
Yeah, he seemed, the Midnight Gospel, right?
Uh-huh.
Did you watch it?
I've just watched little clips of it, and it's disturbing to have a child killer. I mean, you know, if John Wayne Gacy voiced Bambi or something, you know, some cartoon, or even a cartoon meant for adults, it would be, I mean, I would think America would be up in an uproar.
They
but because
be.
Eccles, yeah. they've just propagandized the public so much, it's just, you know, just kind of goes.
Yeah, you could call it propaganda, you could call it mind control.
Uh-huh.
They're definitely shaping people's minds about this case. Look at this. There's a video. I'm watching it. It's pretty disturbing. Ooh.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Eccles' voice. How about Eccles calling the police and taunting them?
Taunting them, right. I mean, that supposedly, arguably, is not his voice. If you ask me, it sounds like him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly his voice. I mean...
When is this show supposed to come out? When is the Midnight Gospel supposed to come out?
I thought it was already out. No?
I only see the trailer.
I don't know. I thought it was already out on Midnight Swim. Or is that where it's going?
Netflix.
Or Netflix. Yeah. Maybe Netflix?
It's on Netflix, yeah.
Netflix, yeah. He says it's one of his proudest achievements, Damien Eccles. One of the greatest things he's ever done.
Really? Wow. That's incredible.
I had fun with his Twitter this morning, as you can tell. It was just one self-promotion. And Damien Eccles is going to be speaking tonight virtually to everyone right after this in a half an hour on live from, oh gosh, it's that club downtown. I'm trying to think of it. But it's going to be broadcast. Hold on one second.
I'm afraid.
Yeah, I mean... Like, does anyone stop and think that this is a convicted child killer and maybe we shouldn't have him giving speeches?
They should. They should.
Giving them a platform.
He's still under probation. I mean, nobody seems to ever mention that.
Yeah.
You know, but I guess if you preface every article about him with the sentence that says convicted for a crime he didn't commit and just mm-hmm. pound that into people's brains, after mm-hmm. a while they just... break down and they don't do any critical evaluation or you know, insight into it. And if you have people like John Douglas and what's his face, the guy from Real Crime Profile, if you have those two people, the FBI guys, saying
Jim Clemente,
yeah, mm-hmm. maybe that's enough.
Yeah, Irving Plaza, that's what I was trying to think of. Damien Eccles will be live on Instagram today at 5 p.m. Eastern. And they don't really say what he's going to be talking about. He's going to be answering questions. Hmm. So, I mean, usually, it's really interesting with his speeches. Usually they charge money, like when Satoya Brown came to John Jay College, they were charging $35. It seems like that's a good way. He's charged other kind of crazy prices to hear him speak. It's a way of keeping the, you know, critics out.
Right. Yeah, I wouldn't pay $35. I wouldn't pay $5.
No. I mean, who would? But
just a this fawning, is, I guess, you know, zapped, you know, admire.
So are you ready for a game?
Thank yeah,
you.
I am. But let me just finish off with my... I've said four of my top five quotes.
This is my, I didn't know we were even... you had done so many great ones. Okay, I didn't even know.
Here's another... Here's a... I quote, "I can end all of you anytime now, you stupid effers. I can see physical changes happening in my body. I can tell it's getting ready. The abominations have already begun to be spit forth from the earth. I have seen some of them. I will become one soon. I will be the king of freaks. I see a perfect explosion, God's ammunition dump going up in the flames of righteousness. Satan storming heaven, his artillery captain a fiercely grinning fool with red flayed cheeks. Damien by name, never to be Michael Hutchison again. The end is here. Kiss your ass goodbye." Unquote.
And so Damien said he got his name from some leper.
Right, the leper colony in Hawaii, Molokai or whatever. Father Damien.
Uh-huh.
Like everything that comes, I mean, there's so little truth that it's just too much. And he was caught. I think when they arrested him, he had a copy of The Exorcist, right? Wasn't there a picture of his store, of his place where he was living, and there was a copy of The Exorcist on the ground?
Oh, wow.
Did you ever hear that? Yeah.
Yeah, and I was like looking at all the history. Can you talk a little bit about the history with Michael Blatty and Damien Eccles?
That was Salem. Right, so he got out of jail and went to Salem. I think he was saying that he felt comfortable there, and that was the witch trials. And Michael Blatty, who is the son of Peter Blatty, who wrote The Exorcist, was living at Salem at the time and said, "Hey, guys, you have a convicted child killer living in town." And it really started this kind of firestorm, and there was a, I think it was called Patch, which was the local city kind of message board. And I was following that still and kind of tinkering around, but Mike Blatty was just hammering away at all the court. He actually started reading the court cases. He actually has the facility to sit down and kind of go through that stuff. And he's like, "Hey, there's real problems here, guys." And then all of these other kind of occult-oriented people came out in defense of Eccles. And one guy was like a known warlock in town. And it was all very strange. But I tried to save a lot of that information, but I was definitely watching that. And, that's kind of what led me to start talking to Mike Blatty and really just chatting with him through that kind of similar... outlook. And and then Eccles left and went to New York City. So he was there for a while. My understanding is I think he tried to set up a business without a proper license. Something like that. But yeah.
It's crazy. And he left so quickly.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I don't think he was there for very long. But it may not have been what he expected, what it was. I don't know.
And... why do you think it is that every major publication, all the major news networks, everything that this, every big sort of media outlet only produces things about their innocence?
That's a great question. It's almost uniform. Even NPR, even what, Goodman, The View, Piers Morgan, all these places they've been on, they went on, he and his wife went on that kind of publicity tour on the talk radio, I mean the morning talk show circuit, and everybody just nobody asked any real questions. The only
The View was the closest, I think.
Yeah.
To asking a critical question, I think just out of confusion.
Yeah, like they didn't get it. Like, how did this person get on here? That's kind of like Judge Jeanine, I think, and then there was another woman who said, "Well, if you didn't do it, who did?" Like, I think she asked that, and so she actually was kind of baffled. I think that question, you're right, it came out of some kind of bafflement, but it's really something else.
Do you think that they picked the stepfathers to continue to torture them as blame the murders on them?
I don't know. I mean, do you think that they, there might have been some bad blood you don't even see. I think that Byers definitely was talking a lot of, making some pretty heated statements. So maybe that's why they blamed him first.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. In the recent episode I did with Meredith, she was saying, you know, she made a really good point, and I hadn't fully considered before, which was that if you really want to live a kind of easier life, it's much easier to just, you know, go along, you know, and not have these crazy supporters harass you endlessly. I mean, Terry Hobbs has been put through hell.
Hey, it wasn't that easy for me. When I published my book, like, I still got people one-starring books on Amazon. I've got all these high-level occultists following me, harassing me. So, you know, it's whatever. You can see why people just don't want to go through that hassle. And I think, there's a lot of elements going on, social conformity and other elements as to why people just don't want to ask too many hard questions.
I mean, do you think you could get a critical if you submit it? I don't know how you get a critical article published about them.
I don't know. Not in any major paper, no. I don't think so. But there's critical articles out there on the internet. Other people have kind of come around, people who aren't even in the kind of circles of West Memphis 3 facts or anything like that. There's still people who are going, hey, there's real problems here, guys.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So,
but it really makes you think about some kind of uniform kind of propaganda message that gets sent. I mean, the New York Times, The Guardian, Rolling Stone, Spin, Vice.
Right.
I mean, you know, any major media outlet has all supported the West Memphis 3.
Do you think that his PR agent has something to do with that, about shaping the narrative and getting that narrative out there? I mean, if you have a specialist who that's their lifestyle, they know the contacts with the major media.
That's true.
You know, I think that may be the real focus to figure out why it's like that. It's not these, you know, somebody who's been in jail for a long time, but people who are specialists and who are getting paid, right? Getting paid out of a huge fund of $10 to $20 million that nobody's had an accounting of. Getting your story out. So, I mean, Life After Death was a huge, I mean, it was a big bestseller. There's a lot of fanfare with that. There's a lot of problems with that. I critique that in my book. And, but, you know, I think that you have to appreciate that there's definitely a group of people helping out with to make sure that this narrative is solidified in the public mind, no question. And I think that's actually sad, and I think that's it's not only the West Memphis 3 case, it's a lot of other court cases and a lot of other things. You can just see this, how potent PR can be if they are funded properly, and you know, if they get the high points of the, you know, the commanding heights of the American media on their side or whatever. I still go back and watch the Piers Morgan interview on CNN with them, and it's just incredible. even the one with The View, I think that was the one with the director of West of Memphis, where she's just saying the most ridiculous thing. Giant prehistoric beasts. Like, she literally went into almost a cartoon comical phrase, or a burr. Was on.
Wait, why was she saying giant prehistoric beasts?
Because,
about what?
Yeah, but that was what caused the injuries to the children. She literally, I'll have to find that. I think it's on my YouTube channel. But she literally said, like, giant prehistoric beasts, and it's like, yo.
Dinosaurs came back.
They came through some portal, or something, yeah.
Why do you think the Piers Morgan interview was so incredible?
Because he's looking right at Eccles, who looked skinny and pale, and he goes, I'm looking at you right here. You don't look like somebody who would do, you know, like in detail. You don't look like a satanic, Satan-loving, you know, and I'm like, what are you seeing, Morgan? Because I'm looking right at him. And he's like making hand signs and gestures and nodding along. He does this, Eccles does this thing when people are saying what he, he wants them to say, he just nods along. Yep, that's right. Uh-huh. Did the same thing to Goodman. Very good, Goodman, yes. For a crime I didn't commit. That's right.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like a puppet. You're my puppet.
You're my puppet, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, it's interesting that you say that, because he's literally puppeteering these ostensibly sophisticated media figures. Like, Goodman has been around for a long time. Same with Morgan. Getting played like chumps.
She's a Harvard graduate.
Right. Getting
so
played
what
like chumps.
There?
Like, little, getting clowned in a big, bad way. Yeah. Forever. On record, you know. So.
Yeah. So, are you ready to play a game?
Yes.
Okay. So, which child killer said it? So, okay. You have your choice of Ian Brady or Damien Eccles. Okay.
Okay.
The concept of hell and endless torment is popular with those who believe they aren't headed there.
Ian Brady.
Correct. I think you're going to ace this. I tried to make it a little
challenging. How many questions are there?
I don't know. Let's see how far we go. If you keep acing them, I don't know. Maybe I'll abandon it. There's no such thing as the future. It exists only in our imagination.
Damien Eccles.
Oh, jeez, you're really acing this. Okay. One should try to be honest with oneself almost as a daily devotion.
Damien Eccles.
No.
Ian Brady, wow. Okay. Two and one.
Okay. Well, at least we made it a little interesting. Okay. Good laws left to the interpretation of evil men are no longer good.
Ooh, that's a tough one. I'm going to say... That's a tough one. I'm going to say Ian Brady.
Correct. Okay. So I think you're still doing pretty
well.
Three and one. If you are going to survive in prison, in there, you have to focus on something besides the misery of the situation.
Damien Eccles.
Correct. Okay. Should I just...
However many... I'm at 80% now, so at least, you know, if I hit one more, that'll put me A grade.
I was a horrendous student as a child.
Ooh. That could be both of them. I'm going to say Ian Brady.
That's Eccles.
Eccles. Mm.
At least you're making it interesting.
I'm trying.
Okay. And you're welcome to play at home, too. In a captive environment, paranoia is unavoidable. Only the prison authorities call it paranoia. Prisoners call it sensible precautions.
That sounds like Ian Brady to me.
Correct. Oh, okay. I can't stand feeble robotic psychiatrists.
Feeble robotic psychiatrists. Ooh. This is tough. Eccles?
That's Brady.
Brady. Mm.
They're close, though,
still,
right?
Yeah, they're really similar.
I wanted to do this game with John Wayne Gacy, and they weren't. It was just too obvious, you know. Uh-huh. But Ian Brady is very similar to Damien Eccles, in my view. Most people who spew hatred aren't very intelligent or motivated.
Eccles.
Correct. Okay, this is the last one. Hope is about something you want, but you think there might not be a chance.
I'll try Eccles.
Yeah, correct. You did really well.
Oh, good.
You know your Eccles.
That I don't know much about Brady, to be honest with you. I know about the crimes and stuff, but I don't know a lot of details. But Eccles, the axioms, you know, he always is trying to talk in those little snippets of New Age wisdom. So. There's uh-huh. something about that that comes across in those statements. He's a teacher.
Yes. Yeah, and he's telling everyone how to be good people, and he's the greatest person, and everything done to him was awful, and everyone who wanted him killed was awful humans.
Yeah.
Ambitious, horrible prosecutors.
Everybody's
the sameness of his language is very interesting.
Yeah, no, it does. Those were hard questions. It was hard for me to tell them apart, but yeah. Very strange.
I mean, if you look, Ian Brady committed the crime with Mira Henley. Eccles committed the crime with Miss Kelly and Baldwin. You know, it's and they were both very obsessive people, megalomaniac. I mean, Brady is dead now. Damien Eccles still alive. Megalomaniac type people.
I heard a rumor that Brady and Hindley were into like witchcraft or something like that too. Do you ever hear that?
No.
But there was a tinge. Yeah, there was something there. I'm not going to use the word dabble, but my understanding is that there was some other things going on there.
They were very into the Nazis. So, and the Nazi, and wasn't Hitler into the
absolutely
the cult?
Oh, 100%. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, astrology, mythology. You know, I was told that he had a book of, I think it was Isis Unveiled by Blavatsky by his bed. That was where they got the idea of the Aryan. The Aryan race is at the top of her seven root races in at least one of the things. So that's where the Aryan comes from. So yeah, and the swastika was also a big thing through Blavatsky as well. Because all of her like secret masters were from tied to bed or something like that. That's where the original, I can't remember the mythology, but yeah. Yeah, he was not a Christian. The Nazis were headed towards, and their internal doctrines were to actually outlaw Christianity at a certain point. They just never got around to doing it. They're all pagans. Mm-hmm. Pagan occultists, yeah.
So just, I'm going to read a few comments. Crowley's, Happy Jack says, Crowley's own autobiography tells how he tortured a cat as an experiment. Right. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, so he just did it he said it was interest of pure science. He took a cat and tortured it nine different times, killed it nine different ways to see if it would resurrect itself, and it didn't. So he basically, I think his summation of that little snippet was, I did it in the interest of pure science. And he also said other very callous, cruel things. There's another snippet from Confessions, which is his autobiography, where he talks about sending this whole family up a very difficult mountaineering climb, and they all died. And then the wife came to pick up the remains of the bodies, and all she got in the remains was one bag of like body parts. And he kind of laughed at that. He thought it was funny.
So I guess it's on the topic of the occult. Why do people associate transhumanism with the occult as sort of an occult?
That's a good question. I think it's something about like the double nature of Lucifer is supposed to be like Pandragine, you know? Crowley talked about his Pandragine, and so did Genesis P. Orge. So I think that you're like that transhumanism, that ad, you know, changing it. Whereas I think that would be in the contradiction to, you know, how God created man and woman. So you just you're comfortable in your gender, and so I think that, and also, you know, the increase of the occult ideas of always trying to increase in power and things like that. That would be my basic.
So you're like your own God. Yeah. You're creating, you know, you're furthering humanity by using science and technology and creating sort of this
God
other thing. Like, you know, I'm just thinking about robots, female, you know, this whole, what do you call them? Intelligent robots? I know there's a word.
I know what you're talking about. Like, yeah, something Epstein was working on. It didn't he finance like the next generation of
Deep Programmer channel has done a fantastic work on looking at kind of the misogyny of it and the men who are interested in it, and there are always female robots.
Right? Why isn't a woman creating the ideal male robot?
Well, I guess men think they're perfect. I don't know. Yeah,
I think it's interesting. It's always the Stepford wife or whatever, right?
Right.
He's trying to create a Stepford wife.
Have you seen the Sophia robot at all?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's crazy.
And then I saw like an expose of Sophia saying that, I think one interviewer interviewed her, and I don't know. I really don't want to call her the Sophia robot.
Yeah, I think it's better to call that the pronoun it than her.
Yeah, it's not authentic. It and felt that it was a sham. and that the people asked for the questions in advance, and that he wouldn't do it, and that it couldn't answer questions spontaneously at all, and that it was a real failure, kind of more like a PR thing to keep raising money to do it.
Oh, so, and I know right.
People warned against it, yeah.
Well, that guy, I mean, you want to talk about the Joe Rogan nexus, is that he has all these guys on his show that are affiliated with the Midnight cartoon or whatever. Like, he has, it's a Diaz, I think, and Trussell and all these other dudes. And then he also had tons of people on there who associated with Epstein and all of Epstein's financing for Sophia and stuff like that. All these guys, Pinter and Krauss, these kind of neo shamans, you know, the neo-technical shamans are all over Rogan's show. It's incredible.
Wow.
Yeah. I got to wrap this up. I got another
Me too.
Oh, cool.
I've come to the end of what I... thank you so much for doing this. I really appreciate it.
It, you know, it just gives another angle to kind of look at all the craziness that's associated with this case. Still ongoing.
Yeah, and there's still ID Discovery's pushing it. Bob, I mean, no surprise that Bob Ruff is pushing it. Yeah. But it seemed to have, like, kind of was very quiet. Now it's like there's another big push to push this out in the public, this idea that they're innocent.
It's a good point. I mean, it's kind of like it goes slow and then back up, and then something else happens. There's another documentary. Like, oh, boy, it's just another, it's another push. And Bob Ruff, I mean, he's flogged that horse almost to, like, a dust. It just doesn't stop.
Yeah.
It doesn't stop around.
So.
Anyway.
All right. Well, thank you, William Ramsey. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Great to talk with
doing
you.
This. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.